is satellite 1963 Lofty, standing for Low Frequency Trans Ionospheric Radio Propagation Study to Defense Department satellite. It's for studies of very low frequency signals. It's a 26-inch diameter sphere with a 4-inch waistband, and 6 equally spaced solar cells are used to recharge nickel-cadmium batteries. The VLF electronic equipment is in a aluminium can near the center of the sphere. This satellite, which sounds very much like Lofty, was launched with Lofty. There were several pieces launched together, and is a research satellite for geophysics. That is, it's making various geophysical measurements in the volume surrounding the Earth and traversed by the orbiting satellite. This satellite also is a Department of Defense satellite. The Navy Research Laboratory made it, and this satellite didn't leave the last stage rocket. It's about 23 inches in diameter and about 48 inches long. Also, like Lofty, it didn't go into the predicted orbit. It's probably going to take a nosedive very shortly. Next satellite is 1962 Beta Gamma, or popularly known among the boys as Beastly Gamma, because it stays in view for about 14 hours. This is because of its highly elliptical orbit. It goes out some 70,000 miles. It was put in orbit to study the new radiation belt, which was developed after they exploded the Johnson Island bomb. It's a study of energetic particles, and its project name is SERB, for Study of the Enhanced Radiation Belt. It was quite a crash program, and they had air freight of tapes back to the States with chartered aircraft and such, really top level. To date, 1987 60-minute tapes have been sent away on this satellite. This adds up to quite a few miles of tape. This is what it sounds like when it's 49,000 miles out. Today's recording took about 8 hours. To manage this, we have to use two machines, starting one 3 minutes before the other one stops. Now, this next satellite is a joint United States-United Kingdom effort in an attempt to acquire increased knowledge of the ionosphere and its relationship to the Sun. It carries experiments by 3 English universities. These experiments were put into a payload, and the electronics were supplied by NASA. It's called 1962 Omicron, and it was launched in the early part of 1962. It has a low voltage cutoff, and we're never sure whether it's going to be on or off. This was damaged by the Johnson Island bomb also, and it's quite erratic of late. When it's on, it sends quite nice looking data. It's got a very similar sound to 1962 beta gamma.